Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, June the 23rd, 2026. 15 minutes past the hour, 64 degrees and sunny skies. A little chilly for summer, but that's the way it goes. First Tuesday in the season of summer. All right, phone lines are open if you'd like to comment on any of the stuff we were talking about last hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The council wrap-up was, again, the sirens are all working. The emergency alert sirens are all working in Marion. But they are not in the greatest shape. And there is no money to fix them right now, although they will continue to look for money to fix them. Now, you can get a device, internet, it will work on your phone. Let's put it that way. It'll give you a call if there's bad news in your neighborhood weather-wise. If somebody can help you sign up who does have access to internet, that's an option right now. But that's where that is with the sirens. The flock cameras, which has been an interesting conversation, we found out that the sheriff got a grant for the flock cameras, and the city doesn't have to pay anything. So the flock cameras will continue for another year. And curbside recycling will end on Sunday, July 5th. And starting the 6th, you will be able to take your recycling to the city garage Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So that's the news from last night's city council meeting, and the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, if you have anything to say in regard to that. Now, I also do want to know one of our listeners out there, Bob Welsh. Bob, I said this a few weeks ago. I get your emails, and for some reason, I cannot reply to them. So I do get your emails, but every time I try to reply, it says, I get a failure notice. So, Bob, if you're out there listening, I'm not sure what's going on, why I still can't reply to an email, but I do get them. I just cannot reply. So, those are the stories as far as City Council goes. And again, the phone lines are open. If you have anything to say in regard to any of those things, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
I just wanted to call and respectfully disagree with my friend Naomi on everything new is better. And she didn't exactly say that, but you know what I'm saying. And we need to, you know, step up to the new technology and all that. I mean, I like new technology, but in my opinion, you find in today that most of the products you buy are junk. Most everything, the tools you buy are junk. Most of the washers, dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, they're junk. The trucks you buy today, they're junk. They're designed to fail. So I respectfully disagree with her, and as a lot of people are discovering, just like with trucks, you know, it doesn't matter whether you have a Toyota, Ford, Chevy, you know, anybody that's looking to buy new vehicles already knows that their engines suck. They're all tanking. They're all, you know, 30, 40,000 miles, and their engines are all tanking. So the old trucks, before the turbochargers and all that came out, are the ones that are holding the price. They're the ones that are quality. They're the ones everybody's after. if you want some good tools, Orticable is a company that you can go and buy tools today. They're junk, but they used to be the standard. They used to be, if you find an old Porticable router in a yard sale or in an auction, you better buy it, because that thing's a workhorse. It's quality. The stuff they sell today is all plastic gears, and it's designed to fail. You know, the young dudes today, they're lazy. They don't work. You know, the ladies out there, they're reaching out to us older dudes and saying, hey, you know what? Man, you function. You work. You go to work, and you do things, and you have your own place, and you don't want to live off me and all that. So new and improved isn't always better.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things with the sirens, and I'm not saying that technology in a lot of areas is not better than things we've had in the past, but I think one of the problems with these sirens is you don't even have to hear the message. When you hear that siren, you know something bad is about to happen, and I'm not sure that weather devices or weather apps that are available are the best way to go about that, because let's say you are at the aquatic center. Well, you probably don't have your phone on you. I mean, let's say your phone is run down. Let's say you're in the car and you're not supposed to be looking at your phone.
Let's say the tornado that you're waiting for the warning for has already taken out the cell towers prior to your area, and you're not going to give connection, you know?
Well, right. What if your app is malfunctioning? What if
exactly.
Your phone is malfunctioning? What if your phone's not charged? I mean, there are just... when you hear that siren, you, again, don't even have to know the message. You know something bad is happening. And people do see that as life and death. People are scared to death of storms like that. They are not scared to death of snowstorms. Because as soon as it starts to snow, there's not going to be a blizzard on your ground in the time it takes to go get something from the grocery store. And I think that's the difference.
And anybody who lived in Cardington during the tornado, I'm sure would have, you know, would sit there and say, you know, I would have appreciated, like you said, sometimes you got these tornado warnings 20 minutes, maybe 10 minutes ahead, maybe 5 minutes ahead. How long does it take a tornado to go through an area? It's minutes.
I mean, how many
go in minutes?
Right.
So, you know, those minutes count.
Well, how many times have you been driving down the road during a storm? And a lot of times we're driving home from work. We're just out on the road, and it didn't look that bad when we left the house. And you'll see cars pulled over to the side of the road where people are in ditches. I mean, it has happened.
Well, you can have literally a clear sky on one side of the city, and drive to the other side of. Say I'm over in River Valley area, and it's you know, might be a little dark, but it's bright skies and all that. But then I get over to Big Island and drive there, and wow, there's a derecho blew through here, and barns are gone, and you know, dune buggies are sitting in my front yard and things like that. So you know, in a matter of I don't know what the you know what 10 miles across Marion,
yeah,
you know, a lot can change.
Well, I guess my question would be, isn't there a technology where we can blast a siren louder than we used to or do it in fewer locations to replace these old machines?
That would be my thought. I would think that we would be able to do it better with less theft of machinery and all that. I think with the old ones, you don't have people that have, there's no machine shops around anymore. There's not people that do that type of stuff. I think if you could find an old machinist, they could probably fix a lot of these things, you know? I mean, maybe there's a little niche market. It's, you know, kind of like shoe cobblers, you know? I think a cobbler today, and they're trying to make a little comeback, you know?
Well, Well, you know what I find ironic? Two things that came up last night were the sirens and the flock cameras. Now, I think the police department would say that this is a new technology. It's better than what we had before for fighting crime. And because we are down officers, it helps us. But people don't take that argument for flock cameras. But
I think it's passing the buck is what I think.
Well, yeah, and again, and how people feel about flock cameras is their own business, but I think that's the tack that the police department had. Matter of fact, I think I've heard them say that. We're down officers. This helps us. It has helped us catch people in ways we would not have been able to catch people before. It's a new technology. Why not use it? Now, you know, why is that not okay there, but it is okay with sirens?
You know, I think people today with government have a weird outlook on government and what they expect from government. You know, so many of the people, the younger people I talk to, feel that government should, you know, if you don't have a job, then government should pay your bills. If you don't have this or that, then the government should make sure you do. I have the belief that government should provide infrastructure. I have the belief that government should, you know, these type of things. They should provide quality education and health care for all of its citizens. So, you know, if they would provide, this is infrastructure. This should be covered, in my opinion, under the NOAA contracts, and would be my guess that funding got cut under the current presidential administration. So that's why there's no money for these type of things. I just don't understand why people want the government to take care of them. You know, let them take care of infrastructure. Let them do those type of things. I would, as you said earlier, I would encourage Rob Cowell, the mayor, anybody in this administration or future administration, and I keep saying this, talk to the people. Nobody's expecting you to be perfect. Nobody's expecting you to never make a mistake. But you know what? Look us in the eye and just have a civil conversation. And you know, we all know when somebody's feeding us bullshit, and we don't appreciate it.
Well, and
so, you know, treat us as you'd want to be treated.
Well,
you know?
And I think this is important because it's not on the news report this morning. It's, you have to go to the page to read it. But for people who don't go to the page to read it, the last estimate, my understanding, to fix all the sirens in Marion was $240,000. But with that grant, if the city had gotten it, all they would have had to have paid was $60,000. It was a 25% match. $60,000 to fix all these sirens.
And that's $60,000 for citizen safety.
And how long?
Something that can really give you a real warning and save lives. But, you know, how much did bus wraps cost? How much did Love Your City stickers and all of that cost? To me, their priorities are messed up.
Well, and it's a one-time $60,000 because I'm sure that's going to last for quite a while because the sirens are still up and running. So a one-time $60,000, it's not like a salary you have to pay every year. You don't have to pay insurance on that. You know, it's hard for me to believe that the city could not have shifted around $60,000. I mean, that's not even a salary. I mean,
unless they really looked hard, like just kind of like the flock cameras, maybe they could have got a better deal.
Well, I mean, $60,000, honestly, to fix all these sirens?
No, that's not bad.
No, a very good deal.
I'm just being sarcastic.
Right.
Saying, you know, maybe with a little effort, they could have even got that $60,000 down to $50,000.
Right.
$10,000, I paid for a party last summer, didn't it?
Well, yeah, there you go. And that's from $240,000. I mean, that's one heck of a good grant. I mean, and right. I think that's being offered from people. I don't understand why $60,000 is not a priority. And with all these donations, there's nobody who would give a donation. I mean, $60,000 is a lot for a lot of people, but not for a millionaire. There's some millionaires in Marion. Maybe they want to help out.
Well, they got a lot of donations when all the funding got cut to downtown Marion or whatever it was called, and they lost funding or, you know. There seems to be a lot of civil-minded people that were willing to donate for flowers and different things for Third Thursday and that kind of thing. Well, you know, maybe those same citizens or other citizens would, you know, I mean, what's 60 grand, you know, to a bunch of millionaires to get together and...
$10,000 apiece.
There you go.
There you go. And also, I mean, we're not giving to downtown Marion anymore, but what did we used to give them every year? I mean, wasn't it $50,000?
Again,
40 or 50?
Priorities.
And how much did we used to give Can-Do every year?
You know what? I know people that go on vacations instead of paying rent and utilities. It doesn't make sense to me, but there's no shortage of people that do that.
And those were every year bills.
Yep.
This is a one-time only fix, apparently, that lasts a fairly long time.
Yeah.
Well, so here we are. Thank you.
Sabotage.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Okay, for $50,000 to downtown Marion every year, not anymore. But that's what it was. And 41,000 to can do every year. Again, not anymore, but that's what it was. Now, this grant for fixing all the sirens, my understanding, down from 240,000 would have been $60,000. So again, we're not talking about huge amounts of money here. Now, I understand the city is not in great financial shape, but this is not a huge cost to the people. And I think that has been glazed over somewhere along the line, that the amount of money here is not very big. I mean, didn't the people downtown do a GoFundMe and raise nearly the money that they lost from the city and the county? I don't understand. 740-383-9944 if you got something you'd like to say. Go ahead, caller.
I want to hear somebody else chit-chat, but I wanted to just drop in there that we hit the transit for $60,000 in fare increases. So
there,
that's really where we are. So
there we go.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. And again, if somebody has something to say here, feel free, 740-383-9944. Well, there you go. Transit, with the fare increases that went on there, that's a net to the city of $60,000. And what was it curbside recycling got rid of? What was that, $500,000? Something like that a year? Saving there? And again, I understand the city's in bad financial shape, but we're talking $60,000 to fix these things and be done with it for a while. It's not an annual issue. I don't know. It just seems a little bizarre. But if somebody's got something to say, feel free, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I would think that could have been gotten somewhere. I don't know where it would have gotten, but you think it would have been gotten somewhere. Go ahead, caller.
All right. This is the last point, I promise. We started $8.9 million in the hole. State said it. We wanted to try to pay it back in 20 years. They said no, 3 to 4. We need to pay back $9 million in 3 to 4 years. $60,000 is not in our budget unless we cut it from somewhere else.
Well, that's true.
We need to understand that. We have got to cut it from somewhere else.
Right, but I guess what I'm trying to make the point of is...
But it's not just laying around. I mean,
I'm not saying it's laying around, but what I'm saying is when these other organizations were cut funding...
Hit them up.
There you go.
Hit them up.
There it is.
Like Phil said, party in the park. We did all kinds of donations and fundraisers. Start going around all these big industries. Keep your employees safe. Let them have the tornado siren while they're sleeping so they can come to work tomorrow morning.
Right, and it's a lot of money. It's not much money. That's the thing about it. When $60,000 came back, and maybe that's where the problem was with not alerting council that they didn't apply, because I think if they would have went to council and said, you know what, it's $60,000. Now, we don't have that money as a city. And really, it's 55 because they said they could get 5,000 in in-kind labor. So it's $55,000.
Now, hey, Marion General, this is for the health and the safety of the city. Give us some money. Hey, Nucor, this is for the health and the safety of the city. Give us some money. Hey, whoever else is inside the city, give us some money. That wouldn't have been hard to come up with.
Well, and by the way, it's my understanding that this Goodwill lease, which possibly could go on a year or more.
So we could have tapped Goodwill for enough money, and if we'd have charged them market value for the building, we'd have had our $60,000 for the tornado sirens.
And the utilities that the city will not be paying anymore, by the way, that figures into that. You still might be able to take that money that's going to go on over there at Goodwill, because that money was supposed to be used for fire operations. Now, that is not part of levy money, so why couldn't you use that for this?
Goodwill, surprise, your rent just tripled.
Well, I'm not saying raise their rent, but I'm saying take their $4,000, multiply it by a year, take
that's
the utility. Okay, that's
$48,000.
Take the utilities the city does not have to pay anymore every month. Multiply that by 12, and I bet you get close to 55.
I think we're too late. The ship has sailed about the grant, but I think we just came up with the match money. You and I just came up with the match money here on your show.
So why couldn't that have been done by the city?
Because they don't have you and I working for them.
Yeah, but it took an hour and a half.
With the practical ideas.
Yeah. And see, now that last night when it was brought up about you, well, forget the levy. Use the money that's being earmarked for fire issues. Well, why can't you use that? There are no restrictions on that because
why
it's a rent.
Why would they go ask for donations for a party in the park, but they won't go ask for donations for safety issues?
Well, and that's why this is angry to people. That's why
well,
this
let
is
other
upsetting.
People be angry, so I'm not the only one.
And here we go. Let's fix it. Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 34 minutes past the hour here. If you've got anything you'd like to say on these issues, feel free to weigh in. Anything from the emergency alert sirens to flock cameras sticking around for another year to recycling going away on July the 5th. Day after Independence Day, and you can take your recycling to the city garage starting on the 6th, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. So there's all that. But right there was an issue, you know, right there. See, there's how you fix problems, and you just do it that way, and all is well. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good. We're solving city problems here this morning.
Oh, I just... Now, I'm telling you, I'm 83 years old. We didn't have no damn sirens when I was growing up. We didn't have any of this stuff. We knew how to watch the damn sky. When was the last time a tornado ever hit Marion?
You know, it's a weird thing. More than 100 years, I believe, and the reason has always been given that we are at low altitude.
Well, wasn't there a siren always went off every day at noon?
I know there was a lot of testing that went on, yeah. Might have been.
Yeah, I thought there was. But I said, maybe we ought to put down our phones, turn off the TV, and look out the sky once in a while.
Well, you know, it certainly doesn't hurt. I just think, you know, I'm trying not to be funny about this, but there is an abnormal fear of tornadoes by people. It's not like the snow. I mean, there is a fear there, but that's a much dimmer fear than a tornado tearing your house apart.
I understand that, but you know how we got that way? Because of TV, and they blow all these tornadoes up the southwest, and everybody, oh my, what if that happened here? And yeah, I know Cardington had that. We've had some strong winds, stuff, and all this, but I still say I don't understand. Sir, was the noon siren the same thing as a tornado siren? Because we don't have noon siren anymore either.
It might have been. I'm sure it was the same system, because I don't know what other system that would have been.
Well, and if that was the case, when got to be a couple of days past and nobody heard the siren, but, you know, and like I say, all this big stuff about the sirens, and I understand, but crying out loud, when was the last time we had a tornado go through this place? And I'm so sick and tired about the Love Your City, talking about Love Your City signs and all the damn things are up. Let's just let her die. They're there to stay. And everybody's making a mountain out of a molehill. Yes, it should be fixed, but there's a lot worse things, like not having enough firemen, not having enough policemen, is a lot more important to me than the damn siren.
You're absolutely right. I don't think anybody is saying that our top priority should not be firefighters and police officers. I think what people are upset about is, this again is one of those things that people see as regressive. You know, you're taking away our recycling, you're taking away our tornado sirens, even though they're still working, but people see it that way. And they see it as, the city is not going forward, it's going backward. And everything's going up in cost, and the city still doesn't have an answer from the state of if their plan's going to be approved.
Yeah, and when was that supposed to be? State was going to come up here, lock the door, and take the key.
Right, well, it was submitted in April, and here we are, we still don't have an answer. And I'll tell you, all these problems that people are getting bent out of shape about, whether it be the signs or the sirens or the flock cameras or whatever, it, recycling, whatever it is, one, the dumpsters. A lot of this is brought on by this administration, because other administrations had issues. They just got ahead of it. So there wasn't all this conjecture on things, because they told you what they knew. They told you what was going on. Now, there would have been very little talk about these sirens if the city would have came out as soon as they turned down the grant and said, listen, all the sirens are working currently, but the money is going to be $60,000. We don't have that right now. So, you know what? At this time, you can get an app, you can get a phone call, and this is how you do it. But that's not what they do. They just let you twist on the line and think, you know, the sky is falling, and anybody can say anything.
You know, Scott, I'm really stupid in this new computer age, and I kind of like it that way, because I'm not near as frustrated as all these people can get on and find this stuff out, and 90% of it don't really pertain to you anyway. And they just, I think everybody thinks when they, you know, can get on and they get all this stuff, it makes them so damn smart.
Well, and
they're, they're not smart enough to, if the sky gets a little dark, go out and look at the sky, see if they should take a little precautions.
Well, that's true, and I do not disagree with that at all. I just think, I don't think anybody would have knocked the city if they said we're in a financial, we don't have the money for this. That's all. We don't have the money. We understand the problem. We don't have the money.
But then, Scott, in this day and age, there's never a time that we don't have the money. I'm talking each individual place, because they got a card. They zip the card through and just paid. We'll worry about paying the bill next month.
Right. Well, it's just, it's a bad communication issue that goes on. I don't think we would have ever talked about the dumpsters. Again, had the city came out and said, this is what happened, this is when it happened, and here we are. I don't think we would have spent all the time talking about the buses if they had come out and said, this is what it's going to cost, this is why we're doing it, and here you go. But see, it doesn't seem to happen that way. And I don't know why it happens that way. As I've been saying, it seems as if this administration takes a foot forward and then they trip over the foot that they're dragging behind. I don't understand that.
Well, there again, Scott, everybody has way too damn much communication. There was probably stuff went on in the city a long time before this, but everybody was in contact with everything, and then everybody has an opinion. And
well,
next thing you know, opinion turns into a fact.
Well, look at how upset we got over the Cardington High School graduation. Now, how many people in that class actually graduated? 70? But yet, that made it to the Columbus News.
Yeah, I just think, you know, everybody's so smart, and the old ways aren't right. I mean, they're old, they didn't work, but I don't believe that, first place, you don't have that many tornadoes anyway, and second place, for crying out loud, think about taking care of yourself. Say to yourself, if there's a storm comes, where am I going to go? How am I going to get the kids arranged? Do I go sit in the car? Am I safer in the car? Or should I go in the clothes closet? We used to think for ourselves.
Well, that's true.
Yes. And it wasn't, you didn't have to turn on the radio on to see if we should be going to the closet. We just knew we should be going to the closet.
Well, but see, you're right. Too much information. And that's why now, during 2 days before a blizzard, the stores are cleaned out and you might not see a drop of snow.
That's right. But in the when that other tornado went through, I don't think anybody starved to death. Most of us could live on a little bit of fat for 2 or 3 days. Now, we need our water, but I don't think anybody's going to starve to death for 4 or 5 days.
Well, look at the mess this past winter with the water. Remember that when our water tasted funny for a week?
Oh, yeah. Everybody likes bad news and carry it. That's what I said. My niece, she wouldn't drink the water on a bat. And I says, I take this handful of pills every morning. I don't want the hell from them. But I paid for them, so it must be all right.
But you know what? All these people went out to restaurants and drank the water and drank the soda pop that was all used with the water that the city used. I didn't see the restaurants suffering.
Well, and probably everybody kept drinking the beer and the pop, and who really knew what was in that?
A lot of it is illogical, and that's why you wonder sometimes. You go, now wait a second, what is going on here? But that is the problem we have right now with media, is that they love a bad story, and they are also willing to perpetrate things that aren't true. I mean, look at our prosecutor. He sent a letter about the money. Now, whatever, or the water, excuse me, whatever happened with that?
Well, Scott, you and I could talk about this a long, long time, but all I say is quit worrying about somebody else taking care of you. Take care of yourself.
There you go. Not a bad thought. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here, and we can talk about whatever's on your mind. It's an interesting subject, I will say that. You know, looking at the sky doesn't hurt. Being aware of what the weather conditions are doesn't hurt. We certainly have a lot of technology out there, to be sure. But, you know, I don't know. There are services that I think people expect to be given by a city. And I think one of the problems we're in right now is as services are being eliminated, people do not like that. And anything that is seen as regressive, people are not happy with. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Your last caller is a very smart lady, in my opinion. I want to second a lot of what she said, but, you know, people need to put the smartphones down and get up off their butts and go out and do stuff. That's how you learn, by doing. You know, my generation, we didn't have all this, and, you know, you had adversity in your life, and you learned by functioning. And people today, in my opinion, they sit on these phones and they watch all this TikTok and all that, but these are the same people who will say, well, I don't know how to do this, or I don't know, you know, what this means. And I'll say, well, did you Google it? Did you even look it up on YouTube? I mean, there's videos for everything. But people sit there on these phones, and, I mean, people are more stupid today with smartphones than they've ever been. You know, I mean, the people today struggle in life.
And they believe anything they read.
Yeah, and they do. And they don't look for other sources. They don't look for... And, I mean, it is easy with the Internet because, I mean, somebody can put together, especially with AI, they can put together a very convincing presentation of whatever their opinion is. And so, you know, because it used to be, you know, in the early days of the Internet, that, you know, you could see the amateur act. But now, you know, anybody can do this. I mean, we saw that with OMW.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, I mean, everything on the Internet isn't the truth. I mean, people don't want to seek out understanding, I think. And I find myself getting in this, you know, you and I have talked privately about, you know, pontification and all that. And, you know, I think a lot of people you get so used to on the Internet and social media where you're just able to put your stance out there, and then you have, you know, the Internet thugs, but nobody's ever doing anything face-to-face, and nobody's, and that's big, you know, because, and it's not about fear, in my opinion, but it's just, you know, when it's real easy to talk a lot of shit or talk this, that, or other to somebody when you're not standing there with them, and you know, it's a big difference when, you know, you're going to stand there and somebody's going to demand respect. And that doesn't mean that they're going to beat you up or anything like that. Just mean like they may throw some of the same shit that you're throwing at them, you know, and just, you know, throw your bully right back at you.
I agree. I agree. And I think this is where we are, but hopefully it gets better.
Well, hopefully,
hey,
you know.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to get in on this conversation, 49 minutes past the hour here, about 11 minutes to go before the top of the hour, we'll take your phone call, 740-383-9944. I certainly think a lot of these things are worth talking about, but we've got to separate the progressive ideas from the regressive ideas, and then understand what we want to keep and what we want to advocate for. And at the end of the day, I think that's what this is all about. Does everybody love recycling? Probably not. But some people do. And it's a service that's been here for 41 years. Now, I don't know how long the sirens have been here, but it's I'm guessing over 40 years. And people, you know, they like that. So it all comes down to taking something away. It's much like any service that anybody provides. You know, when you go to a restaurant, if they take your favorite sandwich off the menu, you don't like that. Now, if that sandwich had never been there, there wouldn't have been a problem because you never would have known they had it. But once they have it and then it's gone, you get angry because you had it there before. And that's kind of what this is like. It's we've had this service, we like this service, and now you're taking away this service. Why are you doing that? And I think that's what a lot of this comes down to. But I will tell you, there is an uncanny fear of tornadoes. There is an uncanny fear of severe thunderstorms. That is a different type of fear than a blizzard or a snowstorm or anything else that I've ever seen. The fear that happens, I mean, I have had people call me like I'm not in the middle of the weather. I have had people call me and say, are you taking cover? Because of a tornado siren or whatever they're seeing on television. People have a different reaction to tornadoes than they do to any other fearful thing caused by the weather. Now, I don't know why that is. Maybe because it happens so quick. Maybe because a lot of people are scared of thunder and lightning and don't like the sound of it. There's something there that, and I think we see the destruction sometimes on television of what a tornado can do or a hurricane can do or something like that. And I think it does bother people in a completely different way. I mean, I know people who, when a bad storm happens, they run to the bathroom and get in the shower in the tub and turn the mattress over on top of them. It's a different thing. And maybe it comes from school as well. I mean, how many times were we in school when a tornado warning or we had the drills where you'd get down in the hallway and face the wall and you'd put your hands over the back of your neck and head, laying in the crouch position. You know, you don't do that for blizzards. You don't do that for snowstorms. And I think it's just a different thing. It's just, you know, people getting struck by lightning, fires started, losing power. You don't, very rarely do you lose power in a blizzard. But in a thunderstorm, the power will blink. You know, that frightens people. It's a whole different thing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you got anything to say. We've got 7 minutes left here in the program. Let's see, from a listener out here this morning. Maybe we're so afraid of the tornadoes because we set off sirens every time one might happen. Well, I don't know. I think we only set the sirens off when a tornado is, what is it, watch or warning or whatever it is. Something like that. I mean, people certainly know it's raining hard, and people certainly know that it might be hailing or something of that nature. But I think it's just the the atmosphere that it creates is a scary atmosphere for a lot of people. Does anybody have anything to say? Now, our friend Lee yesterday said he likes the severe thunderstorms. The more severe the weather, the better. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you got anything to say. If you've been thinking about calling in all morning, now would be the time to do it. 54 minutes past the hour, 6 minutes left in this program before the top of the hour, but I think there are a lot of points here that are very worthwhile. And, you know, as far as the dumpsters go, we really don't have much more on that at this point. Maybe that's going by the wayside as well. You know, there's so much stuff flying around between flock cameras and recycling and emergency alert sirens and dumpsters that, yeah, it's a little hard to keep up with day to day. As I've said many times, I don't remember a time when there was so much stuff going on continually. Now, why does it go on that way? I don't know. But you know what the real scourge of society is, as I've said before? It's these Father's Day posts that I said yesterday. Why do people... Oh, it's the same thing on Mother's Day. Why do people wish people... I'm okay with wishing somebody a happy Father's Day. I'm fine with that. But it's the effusiveness that people talk about somebody who lives in their house. I mean, just go tell the person. Because I'm telling you, we all get suspect when you put these posts out there. We think something's going on. Because we wonder why you're not telling that person and why you have to tell all of us that... That there's such great things going on in your life. You know, and I'm not the only one who feels this way. People come up to me and tell me this same thing. They say, well, what in the world was that? Did you see that? That was a little odd. Just tell the people. See, there's another thing technology has done to us. We don't tell people anything anymore. We tell them through our social media posts. I don't understand. Let's see here. With as many times, from a listener this morning, with as many times as I stopped, dropped, and rolled in school, they made it seem like you'd be on fire multiple times in your life. Well, I don't think stop, drop, and roll is a bad thing to learn. I don't know that you're going to be on fire all the time, but listen, if you're on fire once, that's enough. You'll want to know to stop, drop, and roll. I don't even know. Oh, my Lord. Okay. 740-383-9944. Well, I think we're hitting the wall here. 57 minutes past the hour. Call in 740-383-9944. You know, I'm okay with stop, drop, and roll. If it puts out the fire, that's good. You know, see, it stayed ingrained in your head, so that's not a bad thing. Well, we've got the 250th anniversary of America coming up. What have we learned in 250 years? What have we learned? Where are we in society? Is everybody excited for July the 4th? That's a good time to stop, drop, and roll. Okay, Oh, apparently the stop, drop, and roll came up as a thought because I had mentioned tornado drills in school. Well, I understand the parallel there, but I don't know how many tornadoes people run into in their lives. You know, depends on where you live, I guess. But I think it's probably a good precaution to take. You know, we take precautions for a lot of things that rarely ever happen. I don't know that that's a bad thing. You know, somewhere you got to get taught the rules of how to handle things, I guess. And what has technology done to us? Holy mackerel. We could do a whole show on that would last all day long because technology has changed the world, and I don't know in which direction it has changed it. That's still up for discussion. All right, we're down to 1 minute here. Does anybody want to call in with 1 minute to go and say anything? 740-383-9944. Say happy birthday, America, or something like that. Before we wrap this up, come back and do another one tomorrow morning. Tomorrow I'll run down this event again of Red, White, and You Weekend, America 250 events. All kinds of things going on here in Marion from July 16th through July 19th. That apparently is when we will celebrate the 250th anniversary of the country here. Well, maybe this is our happy birthday. Go ahead, caller.
You know what about the dumpster, Scott?
What's that?
There is such a thing, and it's been going on for years and years. Places you work and things you get done for you is called fringe benefits.
That's true. And don't forget to stop, drop, and roll.
And I've had that before, yeah.
Yeah, you got to do that.
When my wife told me to do something, I said, I'm not going to do it. That's what I done. I stopped, all right, and rolled, buddy. When she got through with me, I knew that I do what she tells me.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I'm not, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous. As